Mohale o tswa Mareleng.
Dear Norma, happy 21st birthday. I don't know what the world looks like now. Maybe we have flying cars, or we communicate via holograms instead of cell phones. Who is the president? Is there still a president? Maybe you are fighting with me for not understanding the love you share with your AI non-binary life partner. Do lunch bars still exist, enrobed in caramel, nuts, and chocolate? Or have we killed our ability to produce cacao with deforestation and the eradication of fresh water sources? Does chocolate still even exist? Do I? Perhaps I'm being maudlin. Perhaps I'm being dystopian. Perhaps not all that much has changed from this morning in the city as I sit here in the winter sunlight drinking my tea. I can hear the birds singing to each other as the taxis hoot and drive past. My dear daughter, 21 years ago when you took your first breath at 9:49 in the morning, my love for you was instant and complete. I was filled with the hopes and dreams for your future without even knowing what that future might be. Like any parent, I have my own fears. Because hard as it is to accept, being a black woman in this or any country, in this or any time, is consistently complex and complicated. I think of Tue Tue and I fear. I think of Yunine and I fear. I think of you, my Noma, and I fear. But Noma.
Ke motlong wa ha segwane wa ha tlo ke o bebe ke o jare ke o sihletse ke o tlame ka thari ya konyana ebe ke mathaka wena.
I want you to be more than the woman I am, more than your grandmother. Be all that we dreamt and more. Be braver, a million times more confident, armed with an unbreakable spirit and resilience. May you achieve every single dream and goal you set your heart upon. I am also hopeful. Hopeful that when you dream, you will remember that the universe is not on a budget. The greatest warriors are those filled with scars. Heroes are born out of dust.
Mohale o tswa Mareleng.
I hope I'm still around to see you through the challenges and joys of life. But if I'm not, know that I love you and will always be proud of you. Hold this letter close.